This is Kuza Conversations with Chris, and I'm excited to bring you another episode with President and CEO of Westwater Resources, Chris Jones. Westwater Resources is a premium quality producer and supplier of battery materials made right here in the United States. On Kuza Conversations with Chris, we discuss how Westwater Resources is supplying the energy of the future.
Hi, this is Chris Jones, and this is Kuza Conversations with Chris. Today, as a guest, we have Javat Ur, Westwater's Vice President of Tech Services, and our graphite guru, if you will, and welcome aboard.
Thank you, Chris.
So, you know, by way of a little bit of a background story, if you can tell us a little bit about your career and what kind of roles you've had prior to coming aboard Westwater.
I'm a geologist, graduated from Middle East Technical University in Turkey. I worked for Turkish Petroleum for a year, and after that, I got awarded a scholarship to come to the U.S. and study organic geochemistry. And I chose University of Arizona. I was there for 3 years. I did my master's in organic geochemistry, and I also got involved with space science a little bit. I did a lot of geochemistry, you know, from hydrogeochemistry, organic geochemistry, space geochemistry, and I get to work with Carl Sagan, actually, when I was there. And it was a very interesting time. You know, after I finished my master's, I started working towards PhD in hydrogeochemistry. But I decided to, you know, start working. So I moved to Denver and started working for a consulting company. I was in the consulting business for a while. And during the consulting years, you know, I did a lot of geochemistry and hydrology. And with that, you know, I was involved with several projects all over the world, including South America, America, Europe, Turkey. And one of the projects in Turkey asked us to start an office in Turkey, in Ankara. And I started the SRK office in Ankara in 2001. And that office still, you know, runs today. It was a pretty successful office operation, actually. Initially started as branch, then later it became, you know, independent office. But I was there till 2007. And in 2007, I was initially vice president, then general manager for a nickel cobalt mine in Turkey. I worked there till 2015. And when I was there, you know, we developed a lot of leaching processes and heap leaching, tank leaching for nickel cobalt. We did SXEWs and, you know, we developed a lot of different processes for that mine. But the permitting issue became a real problem there, and it was a European nickel company, and it got sold to a Turkish company, and after that I left that, and I moved to Ankara, moved back, and I started working for a coal company for a while. Then I started working for Anatolia Energy, and during the first year, actually, Anatolia Energy merged with Westwater, and I became a part of the Westwater team.
And we're happy to have you. I think I met you on our very first due diligence visit to Ankara to look at Anatolia Energy. Is that about right?
That was in April of 2015.
You bet. Well, it's... it's been a great ride since. We were able to bring you here to the United States here, about a year and a half ago, and help us full-time with our graphite business. And I think one of the red letter days for us was when you had discovered and have now applied for a patent for a purification process for making graphite into products we can sell. So, you know, congratulations on the patent application. Can you tell us just a little bit more about that process?
You know, the graphite is something, you know, the carbon molecules connected in hexagonal aromatic structures, and, you know, it is layered. And it is, you know, the education that I got in organic chemistry, you know, we dealt with a lot of issues with this sort of organic structure. So that was very interesting to me. You know, when we get into the graphite, I realized that I could utilize some of my knowledge on that one. For graphite, I think the critical thing is purification. You know, how we purify graphite. The purer the graphite is, better the properties are for a lot of the end users. So for that, we were looking at, you know, different technologies and efficient technologies and what's available out there that is that we could utilize in a short period of time without any limitations. So with that investigations, we came up with a hybrid method of purification graphite, and which effectively makes, you know, 99.99 pure graphite from graphite concentrate. So I was very happy to, you know, to be able to test that thing, because all these, you need to test it. Each graphite behaves differently. Unless you make the test and see the results, you wouldn't know if that's going to be successful or not, or the operating parameters. So we were able to test that in several places, actually, and then determined that, you know, we could succeed. And I was very happy for that.
Well, we're certainly proud of the effort. The result has been a process that uses relatively easy to obtain and relatively easy to handle chemicals and a thermal component that safely brings the contaminants out of the graphite and puts them in a form we can later treat and make sure they're not reintroduced to the environment. So once again, congratulations and our thanks for doing all that great work, leading all that great work, most importantly.
Thank you, Chris.
We talked a little bit about some of the projects you've worked on, all the way from consulting on studying academically your work with Carl Sagan, all of those kind of things, up to and including running a large processing facility for nickel and cobalt. What kind of things were you proudest of?
Everything looks very simple from outside. When you look at it, you know, very simple things that you see outside. And when you get into the details of it, you see that there are a lot of challenges. And it's not as simple as it looks. There needs to be a know-how and experience and the knowledge. And for each of the projects that, you know, I got involved, there was a challenge like this, and there's a challenge right now, you know, with graphite. The important thing is to tackle those challenges and, you know, have the right people, right team, and, you know, right equipment. Looks like, you know, I did that several times in my career, and, you know, I'm proud of that. So We did that in Nickel, you know, in consulting. Every project was different, you know, and we treat each one as a unique project, and, you know, it has its own problems. Same thing goes with Nickel, and, you know, same thing goes with graphite. I'm proud that, you know, we tackle those issues and solve them.
So here at Westwater, to produce out of this pilot plant, you've assembled to what, in my experience, is an absolutely unique team. You've developed people with expertise in three different locations in Germany, from shaping and sizing all the way through purification and heating, a team in Illinois, which is arguably international as well, and a team in New York. Leading a diverse team like that oftentimes leads to better solutions. But when I look at, you know, the international flavor of what you're doing, you know, what kind of challenges are you experiencing in leading this really, really diverse bunch?
That's really fun for me. You know, each challenge needs to be tackled. So with the different team like that, you know, everybody has, I mean, we select these people for specific reasons, and we feel that, you know, we can work with these guys, and it's like a puzzle, and we get those puzzles, you know, completed. And as we talk, you know, that puzzle is growing actually for graphite, because now we're going into the feasibility level and more team members has to be incorporated into this whole thing. And good coordination and communication, I mean, is the key to the whole thing, and or transparency as well. What you're expecting, you know, it is, you're never going to assume anything. It is because your assumption may not be the same as the other side's assumptions. So with that, you know, it is very transparent and very clear on expectations. With that, I think we were able to manage everybody's performance. And currently, you know, it's working out great, no issues. And as long as we continue like that, I don't think we're going to have any issues. But to me, it is transparency, openness, you know, trust is important.
And overcoming the challenge of language in other organizations, I would have said that our average language in this particular one is just bad English. Between Germany, Western New York, Chicago, Ukraine, and other places, you've done a remarkable job managing all these folks, herding all these cats, as we say here at this organization.
Mm-hmm. No, it's been fun. When I joined Westwater as a part of that merger, I was excited that, you know, I was part of a team that knows uranium business. And that was very exciting. And later on, you know, we decided to move into, expand our horizon, basically, to other avenues like lithium and graphite. And all of them are energy-related expansions, if you look at it. That excites me.
You know, full disclosure to our listeners, Chivat actually led the move to graphite as part of this team. So yeah, a lot more than heard it, helped lead us into this market. Chivat has really been at the pointy end of us learning not just how to make graphite, but try to design in those properties that give it its performance attributes and batteries. So it's been a pretty exciting partnership, Chivat, for me, and one that I hope will make all of the difference for Westwater going forward.
I think the same, and I'm part of the, you know, proud to be part of the team, and you know, we'll do our best to make sure we understand the market and market needs and produce products that's going to be pretty useful for those needs.
A question, you know, that I use in these particular interviews is, you know, we've talked to other members on the team. How would you describe our business to your young son or a niece or a nephew?
We always describe our business to little ones and to people that has not much knowledge on this one. I tell them that in 20, 30 years from now, none of the cars are going to have gasoline. And rather than gasoline, they'll be running on batteries. And those batteries have a lot of different components. And one of the components is graphite, a major component. Without the graphite, those batteries will not operate. And now we're making those graphite so that, batteries could be made, and the gasoline, when we run out of it, we will still have cars. So trying to explain the importance of the graphite to them with that sense.
So Westwater, I think in your opinion, not paraphrasing for you, of course, but in your opinion, Westwater's in the right place at the right time, huh?
Definitely. I think it is, it is the right time, definitely right place, because we're in a place that, we have the knowledge to process and make products. I think all the ingredients are there.
Well, Chivat, with that, I think I'd like to wrap it up. I want to thank you for taking time out of what I know for sure is a very, very busy schedule to help educate our listeners on certainly your role and how you feel about the graphite business and the placement of Westwater in that business. Again, thanks, Chivat, and appreciate your time today.
Okay, no problem, Chris. Thank you, and look forward to the future ones.
Well, thank you, and this has been Kuza Conversations with Chris, and with us today we have had Chivat Ur, our VP Tech Services here at Westwater. Keep listening, and thank you for your time today. Take care.
Thank you again for joining another episode of Kuza Conversations with Chris. If you are interested in investing in this wonderful company and hearing more about what Westwater Resources is doing in the green energy market, subscribe to our newsletter using the link in the show notes. If you click on the details button in Apple Podcasts, the See More button on Spotify, or simply scroll down on this particular episode on Google Podcasts, you will find the link to get subscribed to our jam-packed monthly newsletter. We will cover the latest news on Westwater, as well as keep you up to date on the details of their cornerstone project, the Kuza Mining Project for Graphite. Have a great day, and we will talk to you again soon on Kuza Conversations with Chris.